Hey, yo, what up, world? It's your man, Randy Riggs.
And your homegirl, Planada Queen.
Hey, man, are you tuning into the 540 Radio Show podcast?
Yes,
exclusively. Exclusively on ADG, All Digital Global, man. Queen, how you this morning?
Yo, I am great. I'm great. But I'm feeling a little sad.
Word. Yeah. And I'm feeling it with you, man, because the violence in our city and our community is continuing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's getting out of hand. It's starting to be like every week something
man.
Is happening in the city, and it bothers me.
Right.
You know?
And over the weekend, man, we had a friend of the family who lost her son gun violence.
Yes, man.
And one thing I noticed, man, about some of the situations, the violent situations we're hearing nowadays, they're changing from the days where, a lot of times it was drugs or money, things of that nature. Now, it's
senseless now. It's like,
so I don't really have you sit back pondering, like, yo, what in the world could even provoke things to go this far in that situation?
Exactly. I don't get it.
And again, if it's not, back in the day, the streets, man, fighting over territory, fighting over licks, and shit turned violent. Even that was foul, but understood the reason behind it. Most starving, trying to eat, trying to feed your family. Yeah, we out there fighting for. But nowadays, man, it's a lot of
people doing it for a name. It's a lot of mental illness.
Right.
Running around the streets.
Like people going quick to go from 0 to 100. Like, it's a lot of built up anger and hatred inside of people that, you can be in the wrong place, wrong time, run across the wrong person, meet your maker right then and there. You know what I mean? We had another friend of the family who, almost similar to that.
Exactly, yes.
Lost a loved one.
Right.
In a store right across town, Like, in situations of guys he didn't even know. Just one of those moments,
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're not thinking twice about the decisions that we're making. We're not thinking about who does this affect and how does it affect me and my family if I make this decision to take someone's life. Like, people are not thinking about the consequences, and that's what's scary to me. People are faced with so much struggle right now. Some people are losing their jobs. Some people don't have money. Some people trying to pay their rent.
Yeah.
And it is hard. I get it, But people got to learn how to stop being so prideful and ask for help.
Right.
We done made.
Shit, we all need some help, man.
Right. We laugh at that.
Right.
And that's the sad thing. We laugh at somebody who's crying out for help when we all know the signs of somebody who's not well. And we should take the time to be like, okay.
Right. Don't just alienate them
exactly.
Or shun them off
Because that's when things like this happen.
Right.
And now it's time to, we have been taught that we're not supposed to talk about things that has plagued our families or that has cursed us or made us feel some type of way. Now it's time to open up, address what's bothering you.
Because this stuff, we're keeping these things bottled up.
Yes.
And they're bound to. It's just like a soda with a glass bottle soda.
Exactly.
If you shake that bad boy up enough, y'all, it's going to blow the top off that shit, man. And
you just said
it. Getting to that point where
you just said
just it. Had enough and enough and enough, and the pressure and the pressure's building and building until Moses flipped, man,
and do
just
the wrong
lose
thing.
Control, man.
Yes, man, and salute to all the fallen soldiers.
And for real, it's not just isolated incidents where the two people involved. Are the only ones who hurt and lost, but it does extend through the families, man.
Exactly.
And to come back to that point, because I remember, as a teenager, at 17, I was involved in a violent act involving gunplay. You know what I'm saying? My best friend for many years got shot. And the hardest thing, part of the hardest thing for me was not just that incident and surviving that, but seeing his family later, talking to his mother later, looking her in her eyes, hearing that hurt in her voice, seeing my family that all know him, know us for being together for many years, talking to them. You know what I mean? Even on the flip side, the guy who did the shooting, his family crying out to me like, yo, please, like, don't go to court. Like, he didn't mean to do it. He was just like, yo, in the middle of all of that, and it's the families. Like, this is spreads throughout our families. You know what I mean? It's not just simple incidents. You know what I mean? And as a whole, yo, we really got to get back to, you know, that village sense, man. We all got to be here for one another, man. And yo, whatever we could do, man, like don't just push people away and have them feeling hopeless. And like it ain't no getting better tomorrow or nothing to live for.
Right. And then think about it. Some people hold on to this anger of losing a loved one. And the cycle continues. Now somebody throughout can't even let go because a piece of them has been Took in.
Do you understand what I'm saying, man? I'm 38 now. As a teenager, 17, like, yo, and not just my own situation. Some friends went to school with. They got killed back then. They mothers and close friends still feel that pain to this day when we speak about it. It's 20-some years later, we still feel that pain.
It never goes away, you know?
You know, at the end of the day, in the black community with this violence, who are we hurting other than ourselves?
Exactly. Yeah? And that's, man, like, if we only understood that we are all connected in so many ways, man, like, Ashley said to me, she said, you know what? She said, I love what y'all doing because it's so many different personalities.
True. Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you why we doing that. Because it's all the personalities that make us one.
Right.
And it's okay to disagree and still have love for that person. It's okay for somebody to tell me, hey, Puddin, you know, try this this way and la 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 and see how that will work.
Or have you ever thought about, you know, simple things, man. We don't have to just quickly, oh, no, that shit ain't gonna work. Exactly. Oh, that's just,
don't know what she's talking about.
Right,
or,
come on.
You know, like,
let's build
taking
together,
stuff
man.
So personal, man. We have to learn how we're so much alike in our differences.
Yeah, because I'll tell you one thing, man. I know for certain at 38 years old, I haven't met a person yet on the face of this earth that's convinced me that they got all the answers to this life, why we're here, what it's for. So I feel like we all got a lot to learn.
Exactly.
And can learn a lot from one another. I actually love the fact, man, to deal with so many different people, man. Right. It's a beautiful thing, yo, to meet people that's not just like you or think like you, do everything like you.
Right.
Learn some different things, you know. Open up your own mind and think about, see life a little differently, yo. It's really a great thing, man.
We think we know everything. And we don't like being wrong.
Right. It's okay, man.
Right. I mean, yo, get over it. Get over
it. It's not the end of the world. And, yo, whenever we wrong, it's opportunity to learn there. You feel me? And to grow from that. So, you know, as folks, we got to just calm down. Slow down a little bit, man. Connect. We got to reconnect.
Yes.
Because that's one thing I know. It's just a lot of disconnect in our community. You know what I mean? So, I do my part on a daily basis. The small things, yo. When I used to wouldn't speak, now I speak to folk.
Right.
Make that eye contact. Give them a smile. Yo, fucker, we in the hood.
Right,
yo,
what's up, bro?
He's mean, mugging, whatever. I'm still, yo, what's good? And you'll see a lot of time, oh, smile right back at you. You get a smile back. Yo, what's good, brother? How you? Peace. How's everything? You know, and now it's a whole nother scenario.
Right. Now you done made somebody feel better.
Right.
You know,
as opposed to, I remember them teenage days running around the streets having that meme of two young brothers running around carrying pistols and weapons and things of that nature, man. Shit can easily go from 0 to 100, and then next thing you know, you're sitting somewhere wondering how the hell this even happened to me. How did I let this happen to me? And now you done did something to change your life forever, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? My nephew sitting in there, been in there 6 years, got 6 more to go. Foolish situation, man. Any other day would have had a moment to rethink, would have never put itself there.
Right.
just got caught up in a moment, man.
Yes. And yo, see, this is the thing, people. We have to learn how to control emotions.
Yeah, man. Big time.
Okay.
And
control
again,
yourself.
We gotta talk to one another. Listen, because that's the only way to get our emotions under control. We gotta get that stuff out, because the more we hold it in, you know, it vents out in other ways, man. And I'm telling you, it's very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to talk about it. That's why I love what y'all doing. We'll let's sit on the porch.
Mm-hmm. You know, love what you're doing too. Love Dang. What Barker is doing, reaching
right,
to you.
Man, it's really good conversation. And it's opening up the doors for us to connect.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And across the board, yo.
Absolutely. And I love man. It, man. Absolutely. We're all one.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's time for us to start acting like it.
You know,
let's get back grow. To our roots, man.
Together, y'all.
Yes.
Hey, man, remember where you heard it right here on the 540 Radio Show podcast, exclusively on all digital global. Let's grow.